At the same time that he confronts the war on terror, President Bush is trying to manage an uncertain economy. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and White House Economic Advisor Larry Lindsey resigned on Friday. The list of possible replacements is narrowing. But the bigger question is what the White House plans to do about the economy. We're about to check in on the economy as seen from Washington, from Wall Street, and from San Jose, California. We start with NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.
The White House says it is casting a wide net in search of a new Treasury Secretary and the new National Economic Council Chairman. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said candidates will be expert in financial matters, have the confidence of the marketplace, and a knowledge of government service. For Larry Lindsey's West Wing job of economic advisor, there are reports that the White House is close to settling on Stephen Friedman, formerly of investment bank Goldman Sachs. While there, Friedman served as co-chairman, sharing the title with Robert Rubin, who went on to become President Clinton's Treasury Secretary. For Treasury, some Republicans are pushing the president to promote from within to replace O'Neill. They like Mr. Bush's old friend and campaign chairman, Commerce Secretary Don Evans. A handful of politicians have been mentioned, including retiring Texas Senator Phil Graham and former House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Archer, also a Texan, who was said to be on the short list for the job 2 years ago. And from the private sector, discount brokerage pioneer Charles Schwab and California financier Gerald Parsky, who was also mentioned prominently in 2000. It's likely the guessing game won't last long. The administration wants to quickly get its new team in place to demonstrate that it's dealing with the nation's ongoing economic sluggishness. The president would also like to get an economic stimulus package to the new Congress shortly after it convenes in January. It is certain that the new plan will include some old ideas from this White House, including more tax cuts. The president wants the 10-year tax reductions passed in 2001 made permanent. But the administration is also looking at ways to increase business investment through a variety of tax breaks. The task for the new team will be to sell that plan to Congress and to Wall Street, and just as important, to inspire more confidence than their predecessors did. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.